T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm not a Tom Brady hater. I think of him the exact same way the greatest coach of all time thinks of him. Once upon a time, you were awesome. Right now, though, I think I'll roll the dice with a something known as a sit-em.
Dale Arnold.
When you have been a coach's kid, you bring to the table a valuable skill set and experience.
Definitely.
You're not freaked out by it. You've been around it your whole life. There's nothing about it that's too big for you.
Rich Key.
1,000 an hour, so 12,000?
You think you could do 12,000 push-ups.
Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.
Squirt some goo in your mouth.
Damn, it was my time.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number 3, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. We have not yet given Andy Hart enough grief for his contention that he could do 12,000 push-ups.
I don't believe that was actually
push-ups?
My declaration.
That's
I was
ridiculous.
Asked.
He did about 20 during the break here. You should see him.
Yeah, well, banged him right out.
That's impressive.
I was like Triple H before he runs out.
He's doing wide grip. He's doing diamond. He's got his feet up on the coffee table. The guy's out of control.
I was asked how many you think someone could attempt to do in 12 hours.
Attempt? Now, yes. Are we talking chest touching the ground? Like real,
I mean,
real push-ups?
Real push-ups.
Don't just bend your elbows. Those don't count.
No.
All right.
But I just estimated
12 hours
because I know there's some athletes that have been tweeting about like, oh, I don't, you know, I do 1,000 push-ups before breakfast or
Herschel Walker,
whatever. Yeah. So that sort of thing. So I just multiplied by 12.
I could probably do 12. I'll do like one an hour, get some rest in between.
You don't have to do them all in one day.
Well, yeah. 12 hours, though.
Yeah, 12 hours.
Yeah, but you could get a rest in there, pick it up tomorrow, get the last
4
out of
the
way.
No, 12 consecutive hours.
What I like to do is I like to get a good 9-10 hour snooze in. Then I wake up. I do a couple of push-ups.
Pushes himself off the couch, that's one.
When I fall down and push myself back up, that counts as a push-up, so I'll do that as well.
Dale, how many could you do?
12 hours? How would you even know?
I have no idea.
That's insane.
So I don't think it's...
How many
at least threw something
Zippo.
Out there.
How many could you do right now until your arms get tired? Like in a row?
50? Yeah. I don't know. Is
Shime,
range?
I feel like Shime is going to overguess for his...
I could probably do 15 to 20.
Oh, yeah, you could. Yeah.
About Twiggy in there in the castle jersey.
No, that'd be...
Well, it's so tight.
He'll be on his knees doing them.
3.
Excuse me?
You know, like the modified ones?
I was going to say, the modified push-up. Modified. That's my bread and butter right there.
Oh, by the way, I got something here that will make Shime sound even dumber than before. We're talking about drafting and the Ben Volen idea that you could trade 23, 87, and Joe Tooney and move all the way up to number 3 and draft Tua with the Lions. And Shime was saying, yeah, that's not crazy at all. That's not crazy at all. You ever heard of Jimmy Johnson, Pro Football Hall of Famer?
From the 90s?
HOF for life.
Pretty smart guy, would you say, Shime?
30 years ago, sure.
Sure. That still
now.
Holds up.
He's
still holds
now,
up.
Yeah.
The draft pick value chart, which you can find on profootballreference.com, they give a number to each draft pick from 1 all the way to Mr. Irrelevant. You following me so far, Sharm?
Yeah, I can
so
follow.
So that's just some guy in his basement, but go on.
The number 3 pick, which the Detroit Lions currently have, has a value of 2,200 points. 2,200 points.
Nice.
The value, hold on, the value of the number 23 pick, 760.
That's a gap.
The value of the number 87 pick is 155. You add those up, I don't need to tell you, Sharm, 915.
Good
you
math.
Subtract,
a little light.
You subtract the difference between 2,200 and 915, you get 1,285, which would mean that Joe Tooney, in this scenario, would be the equivalent of the 10.5 pick. Okay. That's it. So you think he's that good?
He says okay. Like,
no, I think the market is different.
I don't.
I think it depends.
And in fact, what do you mean? You think Joe Tooney? Do you think hypothetically the Cleveland Browns would trade you the number 10 pick for Joe Tooney?
Joe Tooney, who last year Patriots fans didn't like that much as a player anyway.
Right. And yeah, he was fine. Not only does the acquiring team give up that pick to get him,
they
have to pay him.
Not on the rookie scale
and the
anymore.
Only time that there is generally a deviation from these numbers in this chart is when quarterbacks are involved. Joe Tooney, not a quarterback. You can't overvalue Joe Tooney because he's a quarterback or a potential quarterback.
Also not a left tackle, which I think would have a better case. Oh yeah, but not in the pros. Not in the pros, but a lot of guard.
Maybe he could play tackle.
Oh, so now we're going to roll the dice and say maybe he is a tackle?
No, I'm not including that into the decision. I'm just saying that it's plausible.
So the
I think the market changes. I think that it's a good idea to go off of that in general. That's a good starting point, but I think the market is different year to year.
Yeah, because people are going to overpay for
especially on a chart that was made in the 90s.
To move up,
which still holds up.
Still is used today.
From what I've been told from sources inside the NFL, still holds up.
The variations aren't very significant.
No, they are not.
Although
it's a good general starting point for these types of discussions.
Ben Volen referenced the guy who has the Over the Cap website, and his are clearly very different because he had different numbers, and meaning that Joe Tooney wouldn't be worth a first-round pick, be more like a fourth-round pick. But this is the one that I think more of the teams use, and it's an easier gauge.
And I'm also, you know, Shime talks about the sort of variation from the norm. I'm the Lions. I hold the quarterback. Anyone who's coming to me is trying to get a franchise quarterback, right?
Right, yeah.
So I have the upper hand.
How do you sell to your fan base? We moved down 20 picks and got Joe Tooney.
Another Patriot. Woohoo!
For number three. Yeah, right. We're building the Pats. Like, you don't have Brady or Belichick.
The way they let Darius Slay walk, I don't really think they care about what the fan base thinks.
The Chicago Bears a few years ago went from the number three pick to the number two pick.
Ooh, big jump up.
And had to trade 2/3 and a fourth just for going up one. So going up 20. That's insane. Like, it's almost not doable.
Well,
like,
it is, really is with next year's one and things like that.
Oh, yeah, multiple
nature.
Ones. I'm with you on that.
Two other ones after that.
Yeah,
that's the only way you do it.
If you wanted to do that, if you did 23 and then 2021's first-round pick, 2022's first-round pick, you're right. Maybe you could move up 20 spots.
I don't know if I'd do all three, but if Joe Burrow is the guy I'm going up to get,
I think about it.
I'm far more interested than I am for Tua.
When your number ones include, you know, N'Keal Harry and Dominic Easley and Sonny Michel.
Isaiah Wynn.
I wouldn't rule it out.
Say it. Doesn't. I should give those picks up.
Yes. You know what? Back in.
So let's be honest. When you do sports talk radio, like we're doing, or if you do sports talk TV, like we see on, you know, some of the ESPN shows and stuff, there's not a whole lot of stuff going on right now. So, you know, you're casting about for looking for subject matter. So this morning on Get Up, they decide they're going to put Rex Ryan on because they want Rex to comment on the fact that Amari Cooper agreed to sign a 5-year, $100 million deal with the Dallas Cowboys, supposedly $60 million in guarantees, $40 million guaranteed over the next two seasons, yada, yada, yada. Rex, let's just say, had a take.
Well, I agree with Dan on the fact that I wouldn't have paid this guy. To me, this is the biggest disappearing act in the National Football League. He doesn't show up on the road. He doesn't show up against when the competition's good, when he's against the top corners, that guy disappears. And to me, he reminds me, it's only one time that I can remember in recent memory on elite receivers and disappearing acts like Amari Cooper. That was the kid that the Raiders had a few years ago. Oh, that's right. That was Amari Cooper. This is who he is. And Dan, he doesn't love football. Hell with it. He stops his routes. He does all this. I wouldn't have paid this turd. No way in hell. No way in hell would I have paid this guy.
Why do you have to insult him?
Turd. Yeah,
like, why is he
much.
A turd? Like, you could say he doesn't play well in big games. You know, Stephon Gilmore completely shut him down this year.
And by the way, that's legit. Yeah. Other teams in the NFL might agree with you. Say that you wouldn't have paid him that much money. You got to work turd into it?
Seems unnecessary.
See, I think that was the real Rex coming out right
it
there.
It was a
he got
bit.
Like a little worked up.
And like, he's like mad that he got the money. He's like, well, you didn't pay him.
Right.
Like, I also don't think he's an elite receiver and he's being paid like an elite receiver. He's good and he had a lot of leverage because you look at that offense before he got there and the passing offense before he got there, it was atrocious.
But what does that make Dak? If Cooper, the guy who made Dak, because remember, They were atrocious. There were literally people debating whether Dak was a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, no.
Now he's turning down like $38 million a year.
Right.
Well, Cooper made that. So if Cooper's the fraud, doesn't What's that make Dak maybe. A double fraud?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't love giving him the money that they gave him either. And I do think they overpaid for a player of his caliber.
Let's go!
Uh-oh.
Yeah!
Uh-oh.
Where are we going?
Well, we've been telling you that was the cue to call that we've all been waiting for. So here's the deal. It's Brady Week on WEEI to benefit the Restaurant Strong Fund. Help support those in the service industry who've been financially burdened because of COVID-19 by visiting restaurantstrong.org. Visit weei.com/jersey. Enter the code word Michigan right now for a chance to win an autographed Brady Patriots jersey. Again, that's code word Michigan at weei.com/jersey for your chance to win. It's all brought to you by Sam Adams, celebrating Brady's 20 years in New England.
It's also the code word to get into Brady's new house in Tampa, Derek Jeter's place. It. You say Michigan and they let you in. Stephen Ross comes over every once in a while.
Hey, guys.
He's going to be a millionaire from Michigan.
Michigan party?
By the way, coming up in just a few minutes at the bottom of the hour, we're going to draft our own draft of skill position players. Danielle, by the way, is going to draw the draft order,
which is very important.
Yes.
And we're doing a classic snake draft. Your fantasy football fans out there. So whoever has the third pick will also get the fourth pick. So
whoever has the first pick will also get Devlin.
And in between, before we get to that, let's do our week in review.
The beginning of madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
This is madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
I love Rich Keefe. He's hilarious.
Keefe's a nice guy.
What now?
I got really into home brewing. I got a home brewing kit. Pretty time consuming.
Who's door, Keith?
Where's Keith?
Where is he?
Where's Keith?
Where is Keith?
Hey, Keith, you're a douche.
This is madness.
I'm going to suggest it might include poop.
Yo, Keith of Madness is so hit or miss.
You're only giving a little spark of madness.
Oh, God.
And if you lose that,
they're still doing the segment?
You're nothing.
Keith of Madness?
It's critical that we fight fear with knowledge.
You see that at Cirque du Soleil all the time.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
On government medicine, we just want to see the alien.
Here we go to Friday, a little different time today because we have our draft coming up at noon 30, but it's time for our week in review. And as we've been doing lately, we start the week in review. And this is going to be really tough to top last week's, but we'll see what John came up with.
We're going
to try. For wise words from Wiggy.
And now, wise words.
When you look at the screw-ups versus getting it right.
From Wiggy.
The name of it is My Secret Terrace. You just infect the people, the players. You know, sack it. These doctors, they come up with these really good data. The British Virgin Islands, Trinidad and Tobago, you know. With never having to meet that player. What was it? Fluorescent color?
People are on top of each other.
Yeah, I mean, there's crowds of people just on top of each other. So we look a lot more like South Korea. If that's the case of saying anything, I don't know if they had a full lockdown in South Korea.
Can you give the guy a break for crying out loud?
What is it?
I mean, it's South Korea.
Korea.
Pretty good.
See, I've decided.
Pretty good this week.
I've come around on wise words with Wiggy. I've decided... He's a genius.
We think
he's making faux pas and verbal mistakes, but
nope.
He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows that he's getting a lot of airtime on our show on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Jermaine Wiggins, genius.
So he also was, of course, on Monday, Wiggy was a part of our show, as he is every Monday. And as part of Brady Week, we were ranking the top five tight ends during the Brady era. The top tight end for... me and Dale was the same. It was Rob Gronkowski, which I think for many people.
Might be for you too, Andy. I'm not putting words in your mouth. But.
Probably yes, indeed. Rob Gronkowski. Let's just say Wiggy went maybe in a different direction.
Number two on my list is Rob Gronkowski. We all know about
what?
His numbers. We all know about Gronk's numbers. You know, Gronk will arguably go down as one of the greatest tight ends to ever
just
play
might.
The game.
He's one of the 100 greatest players of all time.
I mean, this shouldn't be a very hard decision to make, but number one on the list would be Jermaine Wiggins. Reason why, he has the best touchdown percentage out of all tight ends to ever play with Tom Brady's number one.
That so that's not true, right?
No,
that's
it's
actually
not.
False.
Wouldn't Vrabel be the answer?
And Shime gave him that number.
And there was another one, too, that we had.
But I think Vrabel's 1,000%.
Tim Wright.
Yeah, Tim Wright also had a higher touchdown
but
percentage.
But what he didn't mention, and Shime told him this, but Wiggy left it off, it was minimum 30 catches, I believe.
Correct.
So, therefore, those guys weren't included, and therefore, Wiggy pops up. He was also the first. He was the first tight end to ever catch a touchdown from Tom Brady. You should have led with that, maybe.
Yeah.
Snowball.
First is the best. You never forget your first.
That kind of thing. Yeah, that whole thing.
Well, there weren't a lot of other options at that time either, because Rod Rutledge could
it was
not
Rod Rutledge.
Catch.
He was like a third tackle.
Yes.
He's going to stay in and block
it. Wiggy or nothing.
We talked to Scott Pioli on Tuesday, and he, of course, with the Patriots for so many years, but then was also a part of the Falcons front office when they were playing against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And he told us this story, which I had certainly not heard before.
And I'm going to share this, too, all right, because I'm going to give this guy up. At halftime, I also got a text from a former Patriot who's a dear, dear friend of mine, Rodney Harrison, who texted me, and Erica and I are leaving. I can't take this anymore. Congrats.
Wow.
That son of a gun. And I said that was a kiss of death.
Rodney Harrison bailed on him halftime.
Jinxed him.
He bailed on him. He's like, you won.
We knew about Mark Wahlberg. We didn't know about Rodney Harrison.
We did. April Fool's Day, a significant day for some. Although this year, I think it kind of came and went. There wasn't really a whole lot going on. Not really in the spirit of things this year. So there weren't too many going on. But it's a special day in the Shime household. Or it was, I suppose, as Chris Shime told us.
My parents' wedding anniversary is actually April 1st. Needless to
say,
the wedding.
Are you the April Fool's joke? Or?
No, more or less.
They got divorced.
They ended up getting divorced.
That's the end of that story.
Is that how they walked in? And that's
how you're really bringing us down, Shime.
That's how April Fool's was every year.
I thought it was apropos.
In, hey, Chris, I'm leaving your mother. I'm leaving her. I met this waitress. Her name is Sunshine.
He's like,
I'm never coming home again.
Is this April Fool's or is this real?
One time my mom did leave me in Stop and Shop as an April Fool's joke. I was like 12 and she just left me there.
He knows how to get home.
And she just dipped. Well, and she's gone.
I gave him a map and a compass. He'll be home.
She came back like an hour later and she's like, I finally found you.
I got you good, didn't I, Chris? Oh, April Fool's at the Shime House is one of the best.
So she just wacky funsters.
She just left you there? That wasn't one of those, like, teach you a lesson? Was there any...
No, she left, went to a couple of the stores.
So I told her...
Then came back. She probably forgot I was there.
So that first part of the story, I told my wife, and she goes, who gets married on April Fool's Day?
That was a good question. I always agree.
Probably good value at the facility or whatever.
Like, April 1st, like, we don't do a whole lot of weddings on April Fool's. Like, book it. We will open bar, book it. We're going to be there. Can't wait. Wow. We had a caller who was very upset with Dale. Dale, of course, does not want the NFL draft to be held April 23rd through the 25th. Says it's a tone-deaf, bad look for the league. And a caller, Jim, was not having it.
I'm getting sick and tired of Dale's virtue signaling. This, we can't do this, we can't do that, because I care so much more than you do, Wiggy. I care so much more than you do, Keith. I just care so much. Dale, just get off the high horse. American up, big boy. It's time to get back to some normalcy. Get off your virtue
horse.
Oh, okay,
so we can't have an opinion that's different than yours, Jim.
Not when you're as wrong as you are.
Oh, you can't have one. Oh, well, you know what? We'll just go to Jim as the be-all and end-all of what we should all think from now on.
I like the way you're coming around to my way of thinking.
I think the technology is really what kind of...
Wow. Be careful biting each other.
Yeah, I wouldn't now, Dale.
Yeah, you know, he might have the corona.
I wouldn't.
Well, I can do it from a distance, but that's all.
Maybe like 3 or 4 weeks from now, a month from now, we can get Jim in here and he can bite you.
Yeah.
That's what it takes. That's what it's all set.
You told a man on the radio to bite you, Dale.
I did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. How'd you feel about that?
I maybe went too far, but nah, I didn't.
Nah.
Everybody's going stir crazy.
Own it, Dale.
I just said no, I didn't.
Yep. There you go.
Love it.
Ty Law joined us on the show on Wednesday, one of the great interviews I think that we have done, and he told a great story about Peyton Manning at the Pro Bowl.
I got to tell you a story about Peyton, too, because Peyton would try to get you after you have these things with Peyton. And once you get over to the Pro Bowl, you're on the same team. Peyton tried to get you drunk. and then try to dig into your brain. What did you see? You know, what did you do this and that? But he tried to, he's, you know, it's on me. Try to feed you all these damn, what it was, Mai Tai. You know, he wanted to keep feeding you all those. And then he wanted to come and ask you and butter you up and ask you, you know, what you see and this and that. I was like, Peyton, I ain't falling for that. You know what I mean? I tell him right there.
So, yeah, Ty let one fly there a little bit.
That's fine.
John had to dump it. Well, no, Dale, turns out it was more than one. Here's some of the highlights of that.
When all of a sudden the Patriots drafted a Michigan man at quarterback and he joined you in a Patriots locker room, what did you first think of Tom Brady?
I thought what most people thought of Tom Brady coming in. Here go another rookie. It wasn't though. No. I was like, Peyton, I ain't falling for that. First of all, what was you thinking about doing that move that you did to try to throw that at me? I said, that was the problem. Check this out, guys. Hey, when you come back on live, let me come on and set. I'm going to bring y'all some of this B1 vodka I got, all right?
Yes.
This is my new vodka. I'm going to bring it. We're going to drink on set.
Okay. Yes.
Talk a bunch of shit. Okay.
So that's my new best friend, Ty Law. He's going to bring us vodka. And
we are wearing his jersey today.
I am wearing his jersey. And I think
suck up.
We may have to podcast it just to be safe, especially if the vodka is involved. I can't censor myself.
He might go crazy.
On vodka.
Well, I do think that's a sign that your guest is very comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe too comfortable. It's a fine line.
Shine, no, when you called him, did you say this is on the radio? Did that come up at all?
I sure did. I said, hey, this is Chris Scheim at WEEI Radio in Boston.
Yes.
How are you?
We are overseen by the FCC.
He did say he would come into the show, so he definitely knew who he was talking
and, like,
to.
And he has been texting Dale.
It's texting
they
Dale.
Seem to be buddies, too. So,
well, I had
very bizarre.
When I texted and asked him, you know, if he'd join us on the radio, I did bring it up.
he was fine with it, though. Well, he was fine. And then at one point, I'm like, do we say anything? Or do we just...
No, let him go. That's what delays and bleeps are for.
Although, a little behind radio.
It's only John Anderson's career that's on the line, not ours.
And you only have so many of those, right?
Like after it goes away, it like builds back up. So if he goes a while in between saying it, it's good. But if he starts rattling them off, because at one point I said in your ear, if he says it one more time, you have to tell him. And luckily, he didn't.
And I'm like, I'm not going to.
Do you issue an apology?
Did I?
You know, like when you're watching a football game and Joe Buck says, we apologize for what you may have
heard.
Well,
no, nobody heard it. Because John dumped them all.
Okay. I did say that is a disgusting display.
How dare you? You used to be my favorite player. How dare you use that kind of mouth on this show?
What do parents tell their children that heard that?
I don't know.
Hey, so how much does 20 seconds get dumped?
10.
Because I'm just wondering what it sounded like to the listener. Did it ruin some of the stories?
Probably.
Yeah. That's why we had to replay them.
Yeah, we aired them again censored. So.
Yeah,
most likely it did.
But again, it's a sign that he was very comfortable. He was enjoying it. He wanted you guys, you know, we're just two guys talking.
My big question is, when he brings in vodka, is it a drinking it straight situation?
Yes.
Or do we have like a little mixer?
No, straight.
No? You think?
I can't see him using a mixer. He's
probably not.
Straight.
I don't know if I can do that.
Dale, you're going to have to. If Ty Law brings his vodka.
Dale, do it for the show.
You're going to have to.
Well, I did, in one of the dumbest questions that I've ever asked on all sports radio, I did say to Keith, have you ever had straight vodka?
Like,
he scoffed at me.
What's this, amateur hour? Come
on. Dale and Keith's show shot challenge. We can take shots of vodka.
No, we don't need to promote excess drinking, Shime.
It's not excess. We're just having a nice time with Ty.
I'm going to have a Long Island tonight, by the way. Speaking of excess drinking.
Oh, I saw the recipe for that.
I think I might tonight.
I did a shot last weekend at home before dinner with my wife.
Wow.
Nice. My hearts are falling apart.
Never, ever done that. I can't tell you the last time I did a shot
before dinner
with my wife at home with the kids over playing video games like 15 feet away.
Well, at least it sounds like you guys are bonding, so that's good.
Yeah, it was a pickleback shot. It was yummy.
All right, there you go, Dale. There's our weekend review.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We're going to do our draft. By the way, Danielle got the draft order. I got screwed.
Woo!
Yes!
Danielle picked the draft order. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes, right after we trend.
Trinidadian and Tobago, you know, with never having to meet that player. What was it? Fluorescent color?
People are on top of each other.
Yeah, I mean, there's crowds of people just on top of each other. So
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
I've got my gloves on, I've got my scarf on, per the president's recommendation, and I have been asked by the guys to help determine the draft order for the Brady weapons draft on the Midday Show, so let's do this. Number one pick in the draft is Andy Hart, ladies and gentlemen. With the number two pick in the draft, we've got Rich Keefe. It's upside down. Which means, finally, my pal Dale Arnold.
Former pal.
Pale Dale Arnold.
Pale Dale Arnold.
Him.
New nickname.
Former pal. I thought we were friends.
Well, I guess not.
So you thought she was going to fix it for you,
although
Dale?
Third pick, not bad, Dale.
It's actually a good pick.
You got third and fourth.
I get three and four.
The old snake draft.
We'll give you the rules in a second. Yep. Brady Week on WEEI to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation's Restaurant Strong Fund is brought to you by Samuel Adams, celebrating Brady's 20 years in New England. To support those in the service industry who have been financially burdened by COVID-19, visit restaurantstrong.org. By the way, Jim Cook from Samuel Adams called into the Greg Hill Show this morning and donated $2 million.
Incredible.
Wow.
That's awesome.
His nationwide campaign for that. All right, let's go through the rules here, Rich.
So what we're going to do is we are drafting skill position players for Tom Brady with the Patriots. So a minimum of one running back, two receivers, and a tight end, and then a flex. So you can go three wideouts, you can go two running backs, you can go two tight ends.
This PPR?
This is, so I guess my question for you guys would be, this is only based on their time with Tom Brady?
Yes.
Okay. So, for example, like if you drafted Torrey Holt, you're not getting Rams Torrey Holt, you're getting this Torrey Holt. Does that make sense? Or am I?
Yes,
am I
no. My understanding was it was his time with the Patriots.
Right. For example, like Jermaine Wiggins, you're basing it off of the great 01 postseason that he had and the regular season that he had, and not that all the catches he had with Minnesota. It's basically for Brady.
And this is fantasy football style.
Yeah. So,
like if I drafted, say, Corey Dillon.
Yes.
I don't need to draft a fullback because I want to be a power running team.
No. And I think what we'll pose to the audience on Twitter at Dale Keefe WEEI is which of the three offenses, all with Brady, of course, would score the most points?
Yep.
Who do you think would score the most? Simple as that. Who would score the most points? Any other further explanation? I think that's probably good.
I think that's all of it. And that means
Andy Hart is on the clock.
Oh, no.
Should I take all my time?
How much time do we have between picks, John?
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
If I don't use all 30 in the first pick, can I save it for later?
No.
No, lose your pick.
Okay. It doesn't roll over.
This is very simple for me because I get to pick with my head, my heart, everything in between. There is a clear number one overall pick in my mind. His name is Rob Gronkowski, tight end.
Rob Gronkowski played 10 years with Tom Brady and is a rising star in the WWE.
Is that second part right? Is that he's a rising star?
Yes, WWE? He's hosting WrestleMania. It's the biggest event in sports entertainment.
He's not even wrestling. All right, Rich
is on the clock.
Sorry, Rich Keefe is on the clock.
I don't need any time for this one. I had a feeling Hart might go with Rob Gronkowski, so I'm going with one of the greatest wide receivers in the history of the NFL and had, with Tom Brady in 07, the best single season for a wide receiver, and that'd be none other than Randy Moss.
Randy Moss set the NFL record for receiving touchdowns in a season as a Patriot in 2007 and drew defenders away from Wiggy as a member of the Vikings.
That's definitely both true.
That was the most predictable pick, I think, ever.
Oh, my God. Love Randy Moss. If Ty Law's not my favorite player, it's Randy Moss. So I am so excited to have Randy Moss. So now, with two picks coming up.
Dale Arnold is on the clock.
Well, we seem to be concentrating on some sort of receivers so far with a tight end and a wide receiver. And I'm going to do the same thing, too. With my first of two consecutive picks, I'm going to go with Wes Welker.
Wes Welker spent six seasons in New England, is the franchise's all-time leader in receptions, and loves feet.
See, that's an interesting selection.
That is.
And maybe when we get done here, we can kind of debate some certain
things.
Yeah,
we'll go through
them. There's an
more.
Interesting question there that there's I think Dale one. Answered for himself.
Yes.
But
yes,
others
yes.
might answer differently.
Absolutely.
That guy from the town is on the clock.
He's in the town.
All right. Because I did have consecutive picks here. And again, I think I've stayed away from the running back position so far. And I'm going to do it again. I'm not even going to give you the disclaimer. You already know. My pick is Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez, next pick.
Okay, Dale. Welker Hernandez. And as we know, those guys get along really well.
My locker room's just going to be a mess.
Yeah, you Dale, better get a clubhouse guy on the way back.
Yeah.
Hashtag Dorks Rich Keefe is on the clock.
Honestly, I'm surprised he has fallen this far. He is not
I've
as good.
I've never heard that at a draft before.
So much value here. I love this pick in the second round. Maybe not the regular seasons that Wes Welker had, but he made up for it in the playoffs. One of the great playoff performers of all time. That would be wide receiver Julian Edelman.
Julian Bubs Edelman has won 3 Super Bowls with the Patriots and is a regular guest on the Greg Hill Show.
There you go. Pretty good. And he had one of the craziest catches you will ever see in any game.
Andy Fart, Hart, is on the clock.
Kind of disrespectful BS
the voice
is that?
Guy. The voice guy's having a day.
I feel like he read a script or something.
Make your pick, Andy.
Yeah, come on, let's go.
So Dale avoided a certain position. I am going to take that position because I think there's a massive drop-off from the number one running back that Tom Brady ever had to work with to the next involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to go with the franchise record holder in rushing, Corey Dillon, running back.
Corey Dillon rushed for over 1,600 yards as a member of the Patriots in 2004 and scored 39 touchdowns over 3 seasons as a Patriot.
Clock killer Corey Dillon.
39 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's a beast.
You give Tom Absolute Brady beast. A 1,600-yard running back and the Tom Brady now, not the developing Tom mm-hmm. Brady then,
mm-hmm.
and some weapons. Now I'm going to go back
Andy
to...
Andy Hart is on the clock.
Just hold up.
Yeah, let's go, Hart. There's a clear pattern to what we're doing
here. I have no
here.
Problem stepping on that guy. He called me Andy Fart.
I love that
Screw
guy.
Screw him.
Deservedly so.
Screw voice guy. So I have an all-time great Patriot running back, an all-time great Patriot tight end. The next obvious position is to take an all-time great Patriot receiver. Which one is it? I have 2 to choose from. Do we get special
You're
teams?
You're stalling.
Do we get special teams
No, it's
points?
Offense. How many okay. points are you? Thank God.
Then I'm going with Deion Branch, baby. MVP of the Super Bowl. Wide receiver.
Deion Branch enjoyed 2 stints with the Patriots, winning 3 of his 4 Super Bowl appearances with the team.
Okay. Right.
Rich Keefe is on the clock.
What are you waiting for?
I got this down to 2. But I am going to go with, I'm guessing the person that you were probably going to go with, if it wasn't for Deion Branch, that would be going back to the wide receiver here. I'm going to have a nice trio of wideouts. So joining Moss and Edelman will be Patriots Hall of Famer Troy Brown.
Troy Brown played 15 seasons for the Patriots and may or may not be on the Patriots coaching staff.
We're not allowed to say.
Very, very vague about that, yes.
See, the interesting thing there is that Troy was starting to get older under Brady. If you got Troy the whole career under Brady, I always say that would have been a game changer in the comparison of Welker, Edelman, and Brown.
Right.
Dale Arnold is on the clock.
That would have been my choice.
Okay.
Had you not selected him, he was my next choice. So I'm going to go to the running back position. I've got a wide receiver. I've got a tight end. I need a running back. I'm going to go with Kevin Falk.
Mm. Friend of the show.
Kevin Falk joined the show yesterday. You can hear that interview on WEEI.com and the radio.com app.
That's why we're here.
Absolutely crushed it. Not a single stat about him. Not a single anything. How many years he was on the team. Just he was on the show. Make sure you check it out.
The cat murderer is on the clock.
That's you, Dale.
Wow. I'm going to, as my flex pick, I'm going to go with James White.
Ah, man.
James White is entering his 6th season with the Patriots and scored the game-winning touchdown in Super Bowl 51.
That's great value, Dale.
I thought I was getting, as soon as he took Falk, I thought I was getting James White.
He is going to scream past the hell out of opposing defenses.
I know.
Falk and White.
The guy who said Baker Mayfield would win MVP is on the clock.
Last year or ever in his career?
Ever in his career. He might. That's not, the book's not closed on
Baker
Mayfield, guys. All right,
you're changing your words now.
Come on. Man, I really wanted James White, so I need a running back. I'm going to take a running back, and the fans from 20 years ago will enjoy this one. Give me Antoine Smith.
Reach.
No way.
Reach.
That was a beast for them. He was an absolute
voice guy. Didn't even have anything
right.
For you.
Didn't even spell his name right on the list I have.
Well, there's a lot of ways to spell
there
Antoine,
are, and that's not
so
the way he spells his.
No, it's not.
Get a W in there, just if you want to.
Andy Hart is on the clock.
Okay, see, now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, where I think there are no obvious selections and there's personal preference at play, what kind of team you're trying to build. I am going to go with a guy that I think came up big in big games. Okay. I think he gets overlooked a little bit. I'm putting together an early 2000s Patriots receiving core. I'm going to shock some people. David Givens, wide receiver.
I like David Givens. I don't hate that one.
There's no voice.
There's no voice. It's like in the seventh round when McShay's like,
there's no photo.
By the way, back in the first round, they took so-and-so, who I like
very
much.
I don't have him in any of my books here.
All right.
Ryan Hannibal's punching bag is on the clock.
So now I'm to the point where I can take anything, right? Because I got a running back, couple wide receivers, a tight end. So my flex position, this is a tough one for me. I am going to go big or go home. I'm going with playoff. Danny Amendola.
Oh, boy.
Danny Amendola won two Super Bowls with the Patriots and burned every bridge on his way out of town.
That's good. Probably true. That's probably true.
Rich Keefe is on the clock.
All right, this is my last pick. I need a tight end. Still plenty of good ones available, but I'm going to go with one of our coworkers. It's tough for me to pick between the two, but he's got the extra Super Bowl ring. So give me Christian Fourier as my tight end.
Christian Fourier won two Super Bowls with the Patriots and is a frequent third host on Ordway, Merloney, and Fourier. Afternoons 2 to 6 on WEEI.
That's the best one. It's a nice pick. Couple of Super Bowls there for Fourier.
Dale Arnold is on the clock.
Mr. Irrelevant is the pick now, right?
Yep.
This is it.
So you need to take a wide receiver.
I need to take a wide receiver, and I'm looking at the list that I've got in front of me, and sorry, I love Matthew Slater, but I'm not going there.
Well, you need a gunner?
Of the guys that are left, I'm going to take David Patton.
Yeah? Go on.
David Patton won three Super Bowls with the Patriots and is one of nine players in NFL history to score a passing, rushing, and receiving touchdown in one game.
You name the other eight. Walter Payton was the last guy to do it before him.
Yeah, pretty good.
I remember that little stat from 2001.
Mm-hmm.
He was also the guy. Was David Patton the guy knocked out on the sideline when in Buffalo, and it was that controversial call, and he was knocked out, but the ball was touching his legs, so it was out of bounds. It wasn't a fumble.
Might have been.
So we have full rosters. I like my team.
I was
championship.
Love it. Yeah, you like your team?
Yeah.
All right.
So let's
break down the rosters on the other side. But first, let's give what's your 5-man squad, Andy.
My squad leads off with Hall of Fame GOAT tight end Rob Gronkowski, franchise record running back Corey Dillon, Super Bowl MVP Deion Branch, clutch playmaker David Givens, and playoff Danny Amendola, baby.
My team, I have Antoine Smith as my running back. Why are you laughing about that?
He won
two Super Bowls. I have Randy Moss, Julian Edelman, and Troy Brown as my wide receivers, and Christian Fourier as my tight end.
Wow.
I just want to know who on Monday is going to break the news to Wiggy that none of us took him.
I almost did, but I went with Fourier.
Would you guys like to hear what it would have sounded like if any of you had picked Wiggy?
Of course I would.
Jermaine Wiggins dropped a key pass in the Snow Bowl and is an internationally renowned linguist.
He also had a sneaky bad drop in Super Bowl 36 where the ball, it was just above his head. He put his hands up, triangle, and it went right through his hands. Had the safety been a little bit closer, it would have been a pick. It's ugly.
Well, my roster, and again, I'll just stress I picked last. My roster is Wes Welker and David Patton at wide receiver, Aaron Hernandez at tight end, and I don't care which one is running back, which one is flex, Kevin Falk and James White.
All right, so Shime will tweet those out from Dale Keefe, WEEI, on the Twitter, and you can vote which offense with Tom Brady would score the most points between the three, and then we can break down. There's one guy I almost took, but I think in the spirit of the game, I don't know how it would have been viewed. So we can talk about that coming up.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI. LeGarrette Blount rushed for 18 touchdowns as a Patriot in 2016 and repaid the team by beating them in the Super Bowl as an Eagle the following season. Chris Hogan played lacrosse. Danny Woodhead played three seasons in New England after Rex Ryan thought McKnight was a better running back. Deion Lewis scored 13 touchdowns over three seasons as a Patriot, averaging 3.3 yards a carry as a member of the Titans in 2018. Lewis called the Patriots cheap. Of course, Andy Hart picked James Devlin. Andy Hart must be pissed he didn't get James Devlin.
We had other things prepared for this whole thing. But.
That was pretty good. I'll tell you, so the one guy I was thinking of, and I didn't say anything to Andy, but I ran it by Shimon John. I was like, in the spirit of this, where would you put Antonio Brown? Not that it always goes back to Antonio Brown, but he's so different than like a Reggie Wayne or a Torrey Holt or a Joey Galloway. Like, those guys weren't good with the Patriots, so they don't really count. Antonio Brown was good. It happened to be for one game. And so, like, all-time great players that Brady's played with, Antonio Brown's the second-best receiver.
Talent-wise,
yes. Yeah, talent-wise.
Yeah, but unfortunately, he only had one game.
Yeah, the one game. So I think that would get held against you if you picked him.
As it should.
Based on the votes on Twitter.
Another thing we discussed, Dale, is we should have added a kicker to the roster, and the third kicker to come off the board would have been a very interesting selection.
You go Shane Graham, or do you go Nick Folk?
I mean, you'd have been hard-pressed to be wrong with either guy. But then the question is, who would have been the third kicker?
Right. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and it would not be anyone really wants.
I don't want one.
Nick Folk.
Yeah. Could you use Wes Welker as a kicker as well?
Doug Flutie?
True flat. No, I'm no stupid drop.
So I panicked because I was surprised that it happens every fantasy draft I'm in.
I wish just one GM after the real draft would say, listen, I panicked in the third round.
There's always a panic pick, and I admit it. It's usually in the middle. It's not at the end. At the end, you're fine. You're throwing flyers. There's guys that you like late. And at the beginning, you should have your ducks in a row. It's always in the middle, and you're like, what happened? Why did I take this guy?
The guy who said Baker Mayfield would win MVP.
Yeah, we already heard that one. So Dale took Falk and White back-to-back. Yeah. And I figured I could
run on running backs.
You messed me up when you took Troy Brown.
Yeah, true. I thought I could get one of those running backs. And so I ended up going with Antoine Smith. And Andy Hart scoffed at me, laughed at me, even though he's a two-time Super Bowl-winning lead back.
Right, but the Super Bowl rings of that era, like Matt Chatham has three. Like the people that were here,
Matt Chatham
won
Antoine
the Super
Smith
Bowl.
Was the starting running back on the
and
team,
and he was fine.
Antoine Smith was better than fine. Antoine Smith was very good because that team. How good was that offense?
Not great.
And he was the lead defense and running game. I've heard. Have you ever heard that?
I have.
Phrase?
I have.
Defense and running game.
Special teams.
So when
doesn't
he's
get
the running game, I think it's pretty good.
It was and pretty good.
To,
that's fine.
Just to repeat for people, the premise of this was you were going to take two wide receivers, a tight end, a running back at a flex.
Right. And you're trying to score points.
Who's going to score the most points based on the five guys that are all
Andy's.
Playing with Brady?
What do I win when I win?
Andy Fard.
That's what you want.
This guy's pissing me off.
You can get him to give you like a new open for Andy Hart.
So if you're trying to score points, why wouldn't you go with Dale's technique, go with receiving running backs like a guy like Danny Woodhead?
Because the threat of the running game, a 1,600-yard runner, my play-action game with Gronk
still ran for 600 yards.
Out.
Yeah, truthfully, I was ignoring the running abilities of the running backs. Because to me, if you're looking to score points, you're doing it through the air. So I wasn't looking for, Antoine Smith is a terrific running back.
Yeah, but
I didn't care about his running abilities.
Teams that run the ball, like the Ravens and the Niners, score points.
Dale, you're making all the analytics guys happy.
No, but Shime, you can run the ball and score. Did you see the season this year? Did you see the Ravens?
Yeah, it's
guy?
Lamar Jackson. That's different.
All right, what about the
you have
49ers?
Tom Brady.
49ers had like a three-headed running back monster. And
they have Kyle Shanahan.
Okay.
Good, Bill Belichick.
There's an excuse for everything here. And in this case,
no, there's
you have
caveats,
you have
not excuses.
Caveats? There's no caveats.
Can we not
here.
Do caveats?
Yeah, so Antoine Smith.
Certain
was,
scenarios, all right, Andy?
Is that a different kind of yacht?
That's gonna make or break my squad.
Yeah, I feel really good about my team.
You're leading like crazy already.
Am I?
Rich.
Oh, it's the Moss Edelman combo. I mean, that's serious business.
People have their heads so far up Edelman's
butt. What are you talking about? The guy is a tremendous
post. You talked about it earlier.
I got Andy Hart over here. I have Julian Edelman.
I could have had either. I thought Welker was a better pick than Edelman.
Because he is, but most fans would think you're a moron.
Most fans would
go Edelman. They hate Welker with just the passion of a million suns.
Super Bowl rings.
One drop, no rings. Yeah. Even though he was really good in 42, he was great for a 6-year span.
He's not properly rated. You know, I agree with you. He was great, but people, when you're on the Patriots over this run and you happen to be not a part of the Super Bowl teams, it really gets held against you. And I think for Welker, prior to him, you had Troy Brown, who won Super Bowls. Then after him, you had Edelman, who won Super Bowls. So even though Welker blew those guys out of the water in the regular season, no rings. And I know Randy Moss doesn't have any rings either, but he's sort of that next level kind
of
superstar.
Yeah, he's a different sort of category.
Right.
Yeah, so there's our teams. Yeah, you can go on Twitter, at Dale Keefe, WEEI, and vote on which group of skill position players you think will score the most points. We had our snake draft. Andy picked first, Rich picked second, I got to pick third and fourth, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you've got your teams there. You can vote yourself. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll talk about it with you on the other side. Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.